It was about dusk one evening during the supreme madness of the carnival season that I encountered my friend.
Well, it is not the illustrious Montresor.
My dear Fortunato, you were luckily met. How remarkably well you are looking today.
How do you do this fine evening?
He accosted me with excessive warmth, for he had been drinking much. He had on a tight-fitting party-striped dress, and his head was surmounted by the conical cap and bells of motley. I was so pleased to see him that I thought I should never have done wringing his hand. It must be understood that neither by word nor deed had I given Fortunato cause to doubt my goodwill. He did not perceive that my smile now was at the thought of his immolation.
The ladies. A bit of a disappointment.
The ladies?
No, the wine.
He had a weak point, this Fortunato, although in other regards he was a man to be respected. He prided himself on his connoisseurship in wine.
Barrel with less affinity for oak. Say, a Chateau Mouton Rocher.
But I have received a pint of what passes for Amontillado, and I have my doubts.
How? Amontillado? Impossible. And in the middle of the carnival?
I have my doubts. And I was foolish enough to pay the full Amontillado price without consulting you.
Amontillado.
I have my doubts.
Amontillado.
And I must satisfy them.
Amontillado.
As you were engaged, I am on my way to Lucchese. If anyone has a critical turn...
Lucchese cannot tell Amontillado from sherry. Come, let us go.
Whither?
To your vaults.
Oh, my friend, no. I will not impose upon your good nature.